It is one of the biggest entertainment companies in the world, and its sprawling theme parks offer something for every taste. But there's one area that indulges a very enthusiastic fanbase. While many areas of Disneyland cater to young children, Star Wars: Galaxy's Edge offers an experience that people of all ages will appreciate, even if they aren't die-hard Chewbacca fans. From the moment you step into Disney's land, dedicated to all things from a galaxy far, far away, an overwhelming sense of otherworldliness overcomes you. Even Star Wars superfans may feel like their celestial expectations have been exceeded, at least for the area outside of the rides. Not all rides are created equal in Galaxy's Edge, but one of them might be the best one in all of Disneyland, depending on who you ask, of course. While it doesn't have the scream factor afforded by the gravity-defying Guardians of the Galaxy-inspired ride, a ride that lifts you up into the air and then takes you on a series of drops, with each one visiting scenes from the franchise's flicks, Star Wars: Rise of the Resistance may be considered multiple rides in one. But, more than that, the attraction combines several different elements that captivate guests. Rather than simply taking visitors for a ride, the attraction offers an interactive experience from start to finish, where characters interact with guests and take them through a guided journey that feels like they are in scenes straight out of the film. I recently got to try the ride while visiting Disneyland for Disney's 100th anniversary celebration. While many people have to wait upwards of an hour to try it, I was able to get in quickly because I went during a fireworks show that I'd already seen. Typically, however, the rides end by 9 p.m. and won't take place at the same time as the fireworks. The Wondrous Journey's Nighttime Spectacular, a spellbinding, illuminated light show on Sleeping Beauty's castle accompanied by awe-inspiring fireworks, is a breathtaking display. For folks looking to skip the long wait for their Star Wars fix, there is an option to purchase a Lightning Lane for only this ride. While it will cost you a bit more, this ride is definitely worth the money. Learn more about skipping the line and what passes to buy with our Disney guide. Star Wars Land in Disneyland offers two rides inspired by a galaxy far, far away. The walk leading up to the ride is incredible, taking you past various spaceships, set decorations, and stores selling a variety of merchandise. You can even design your own custom lightsaber or droid. I got to have a decidedly touching moment with Chewie, where the legendary Wookiee gave me the warmest hug and then placed his hand over his heart. Talk about swoon. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Alana Shepherd, at Alana Shepherd. If you can make it past all of that while maintaining your excitement, you'll get to the beginning of the line at Rise of the Resistance. The line winds you through an area that makes you feel like you are on the planet Batuu, which makes the waiting slightly more engaging. That said, my wait was a breeze, and I would have opted for a Lightning Lane if I was faced with one over 45 minutes long. To begin the ride, guests are asked to bravely join the resistance and then divided into separate groups. The adorable Atramech droid BB-8 makes an appearance, as well as a host of other characters. When you are suddenly captured by the First Order, the ride will move you past an impressive squad of stormtroopers, which everyone stopped to take a good look at along the way. After you get seated on the ride, there isn't any more walking. That said, there are plenty of unexpected surprises and at least one that you might not have ever encountered on a trackless, dark ride. Throughout the journey, guests enter several battle scenes and massive, intricate sets that will either leave you speechless or screaming over the bounty of thrills. There is another ride located in the franchise-inspired land, too. While Millennium Falcon, Smuggler's Run doesn't hold a candle next to the aforementioned, intergalactic Tour de Force, it is a fun experience for fans of the flicks or people who simply like impressive, immersive space visuals. In Smuggler's Run, you and the rest of your crew are front and center of the action, located in the cockpit of the iconic Millennium Falcon spaceship on a chaotic smuggling mission. The ride provides plenty of laughs and awe-inspiring views during your intergalactic space voyage, and you probably won't have to wait that long to get inside. If you purchase the Disney Genie Plus package, you can snag a Lightning Line and avoid the wait altogether. Have a look at a preview of this awesome experience. At the Wanderervia I am just a lady, forever in love red heart with Star Wars. Hashtag Disneyland Hashtag Star Wars TikTok Hash Canadian Traveler Hashtag Fun Musical Note Original Sound. The Wanderer. Visiting Disneyland. Flights from YVR to LAX or SNA. Travelers from Vancouver International Airport, YVR. Can either fly to Los Angeles International Airport, LAX, or John Wayne Airport, SNA, in Santa Ana in California, but the latter is considered the most convenient option. There are direct flights available through Air Canada to SNA. Locals looking for ultra-low-cost Vancouver flights to LA have a variety of options thanks to discount carrier Flair Airlines. However, the airline has come under fire in the past for having significant issues with flight delays and cancellations. Thank you to Disneyland Resort for hosting reporter Alana Shepard with a three-night stay in the Grand Disneyland Hotel and entry to both parks. All opinions and inclusions are those of the author and were not guided or influenced in any way, and Disneyland Resort was not granted any previews of the story prior to publication.